We would have been thrilled to be present when Jesus taught. But imagine how excited we would be at those times when he met with only his disciples. And on one such occasion, Jesus and his closest disciples were at Mount of Olives just a short time before he was arrested. At that time, Jesus knew that soon he would be arrested and probably put to death. So it is no surprise that he spoke with his followers about the great tribulation to come. And he then told them stories, one of which was about faithful and unfaithful servants. And that must have made his followers wonder whether they were the faithful servants or the unfaithful servants. After that parable, he told the story about the 10 bridesmaids. And this is the parable which is today's liturgical gospel reading. This story must have made them even more uncertain as to how they were worthy of Jesus and his kingdom. Now, Jesus was very careful when he crafted his parables. So when Jesus tells us in this story that the bridegroom is very late, we realize that this fact is extremely important to the story. However, since Jesus doesn't tell us why the bridegroom is late, this becomes a non-essential piece of information for us. Jesus begins this parable by clearly telling us that the kingdom of heaven will be like what he describes in this story. After we learn that half of the bridesmaids were not allowed into the party, I can honestly state I do not like what I'm hearing. If God won't let people into the party in God's kingdom of heaven, then God seems to act unfairly, especially since I try to follow his son Jesus. I'm distressed to learn that the bridegroom shouts out to the bridesmaid that he doesn't know them. This sounds terrible, because the bridegroom is a reference to Jesus himself, then we want Jesus to tell us that he knows us, both now and especially after we pass from this earthly life. We don't want to be told that he doesn't know who we are. Now, when Jesus constructed this story, he used a wedding, for wedding parties are joyous events. They're festive. They're full of food and dancing and wine. We meet people we haven't seen for years. And weddings are full of joy now, and they were the same then. A wedding 2,000 years in Israel was a long, drawn-out party, and I mean a real party, a bash. The wedding festivities took place over many days. The party started at the house of the bride's parents. After a few days, the bridesmaids would leave to escort the groom to the house of the groom's parents. And this is where we join with the story that Jesus tells us. After the actual wedding took place, the festivities would continue for many, many more days. Now, in this story, Jesus tells us that five of the bridesmaids appropriately planned ahead because they brought enough oil to burn in their lamps for an entire evening. They planned their supply of oil so that if the groom was late and didn't arrive until well after dark, which is what happened, they would have enough extra oil to keep their lamps lit. Now, obviously, this is centuries before electricity, and a dark countryside was very dark. If you have ever camped out in Door County or in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, you know how dark can be. Now, Jesus tells us that the other bridesmaids did not plan well at all. They didn't bring any extra oil. So when those five needed more oil, they had none. Jesus tells us that the five who brought enough oil could not share their oil. They wisely told the others that if they shared what oil they had, then no one would have enough to light the way for the groom. At midnight, they spotted the bridegroom from a distance. And you know that in total darkness, you can see light very, very far away, even a faint light. Since Israel is a country of high hills, and walking on those rocky roads and those hills in darkness is treacherous, and not having a lamp is dangerous. So the unprepared five bridesmaids had to leave around midnight to find merchants to sell them more oil so they can light their lamps. While they were gone, the five bridesmaids who had enough oil in their lamps and the groom met. Now, perhaps the groom was late because he had second thoughts. We will never know. Well, eventually, the five bridesmaids and the groom entered the house for the wedding banquet. Once in the house, they securely locked the gate to keep away thieves and strangers who might crash the wedding. When the five who had not planned ahead finally purchased more oil at the local all-night convenience store, they walked back to the house where the wedding banquet was taking place. They called out, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." However, the groom told them he did not know them. It doesn't take much to imagine their shock, their frustration, their disappointment. They were locked out of the banquet. They thought their treatment was unfair, and we may also believe that in the same way that they were treated unfairly. Yet when we carefully reflect on the story, we must remember that Jesus began it by telling us the kingdom of heaven will be like this. Yet, if we keep what Jesus said at the outset of this story, then what he tells us should have great significance for us. Because then Jesus narrates the reason for the story. "Keep awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Jesus is very clear in telling us that we are like the bridesmaids. We don't know when the one we are waiting for will finally come, so we must be prepared. What I find interesting is that each of the bridesmaids in this story had faith that the bridegroom would eventually come. None of them lost hope. They maintained their hope. Each of them cared for the bridegroom. However, in spite of their faith and their hope and their affection, Jesus tells us that all of them became drowsy. As the evening wore on, they became more and more drowsy. So what did they do? In the natural course of events, they slept. And we can understand this because we can't stay awake for very long. We have to sleep. Now, every story that Jesus tells us has so many levels of understanding. He wants us to gain insight in each of these parables into God's kingdom. And on a purely human level, the bridesmaids are just plain tired of waiting. They're drowsy. They sleep. And aren't we often tired of waiting when the kingdom of heaven will come to us? It's so easy for us to become drowsy, to lower our personal vigilance, to forget to plan, and to lessen our attentiveness to God's kingdom. It's so easy for us to be lethargic about spiritual matters. And because of our daily distractions, it's so easy for God's kingdom to slip away from our consciousness. We, like the bridesmaids, are human. Let's return to the difference between the bridesmaids. Jesus tells us clearly, some were wise, some were foolish. Five of them in their common sense planned ahead, and five others in their thoughtlessness did not prepare for a long evening of waiting in the dark. Undoubtedly, each bridesmaid wanted to attend the wedding banquet, but only half of them were ready. Therefore, when we think of our own desire to attend the eternal wedding banquet, Jesus is warning us to keep awake and reminding us that we do not know the day nor the hour. When Jesus told this story, he knew he was facing his own death in probably just a few days. And we know that our death can occur at any time. As I studied this parable and preparing for this message, my focus constantly returned to how Jesus introduces this story, by telling us the kingdom of heaven will be like this. Those are very powerful words. It seems clear that Jesus regularly wants us to ask ourselves, what is God's timing on when we will pass on? Since we don't know the day or the hour, will we be caught by surprise? Now, in this story, obviously oil is a metaphor. So what does oil represent? Is it our spirituality, our love of God? Is it our love of neighbor? Is it what we do? Is it what we think? Is it our attitude? I think it's interesting that the parable that Jesus told right after this is the parable of the use of talents. With oil also, possibly how we use our talents. I think oil represents all of these and much, much more. In this story also, Jesus is advising us to be patient. To be patient as we await the coming of the groom being Jesus himself. And while we are waiting, we must have a plan, a strategy, because we don't know our lifespan. Jesus is offering us a sobering message, and to us it might even be frightening. I don't think the people that listened to Jesus when he was telling this story enjoyed hearing it. And I don't know if we like hearing it in 2020 either. Because Jesus' message is certainly not what contemporary culture wants to be reminded of. Rather, current philosophy would comfort us by saying we all get to enter the grand party, whether we have enough oil or not. I think that how we approach the end of our lives is based on how much we believe in what Jesus is telling us. We can choose to ignore his story and his message, or we can pay careful attention to it. This story leads us to some other thoughts, which I believe Jesus alludes to. Waiting in darkness is dangerous, so let us remember that Jesus is the light of the world. If we trust in Jesus as the light of the world, we will be safe. Also, as the five bridesmaids stay together, we are to stay together, for we are his church, gathered in his name. We are to keep our lamps lit and make sure there's enough oil, the oil of prayer, scripture, the Beatitudes, and all of Jesus' gospel teachings. One final thought. Since there are two parties, the one that takes place before the bridegroom arrives, and the one that the grand one after he arrives, I firmly believe that what Jesus is telling us is that we should thoroughly enjoy both parties. Enjoy the entire wedding feast. In other words, enjoy this life which God gives us. But in doing so, prepare for and be ready for the grand party to come. I say this because I believe he chose joyous wedding feast as the location for this parable. And we know that even at the outset of his ministry, Jesus attended a wedding and made it a success because the wine ran out. And he supplied more wine. We don't know what's in the package called the Kingdom of Heaven. We don't know what Jesus has in store for us. But we have heard his parable. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, Father, your Son has told us we are called to live a life of faith and hope so we will be ready when he comes again. Yet so often we fail to do so. We live as if the future holds no consequence for us. We cling to our old ways. Lord, forgive our lack of intention. May your Holy Spirit energize us to work harder, to understand your message, and to spread your word. Make us messengers who live out the power of your gospel of love with which we have been entrusted. Father, as we pray for our daily bread, give us the comfort of your presence. Grant us your peace. Hear us as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, in the inspiration of your Holy Spirit. Amen.